Hello. On the film programme, as the BAFTA television coverage comes to an end and we now know who won what, I'll be discussing the results with critics Robbie Collin of The Telegraph and Catherine Bray. Later, you can also hear about two films not in contention for the awards but opening in cinemas this weekend, Spike Jonze on his futuristic smart romance Her and Grant Heslov on his World War II venture with George Clooney, The Monuments Men. But the winner of the night at the EE BAFTA Awards, with six BAFTAs, including Outstanding British Film and Best Director, was...
I'm fine. I'm all right. Three point six PSI.
Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in Gravity there. Now, Gravity won. Six awards this evening, American Hustle 3, 12 Years a Slave 2, and Great Gatsby 2. So, Catherine Bray, Robbie Collin here in the studio, is that any indication, the number of those awards, of the sort of, the overall winner of the night?
Well, you know, I mean, I was slightly disappointed that 12 Years a Slave didn't win more, because I think it's such an obviously important and significant piece of filmmaking. But then you can flip that around and say, you know, given that, does it really need shiny baubles? I mean, that's a film that people are still going to be talking about and watching in 50 years. And I really think sort of it not winning best visual effects or something isn't really going to impact on that.